Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 55. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 30. 61 tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Friday with daytime highs approaching 60. 59, slight chance of rain showers Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 43 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. CoreCivic is pushing for the right to begin holding ICE detainees in its closed facility in Leavenworth. An appeals court will now consider the issue. An attorney for Leavenworth says the decision could take weeks. Kansas lawmakers are considering amending the state constitution to change how we elect our state governor and lieutenant governor. A House committee is considering a proposal that would create a state electoral college. Even if the proposed amendment advances, there wouldn't be any changes to how we elect our next governor this year. And the Kansas House and Senate advance a resolution recognizing a day out of the year as Charlie Kirk Free Speech Day in Kansas. That day would fall on Kirk's birthday, October 13th. And in Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Celebrate the start of 2026 by blasting into fun at Blast Off Bay Indoor Water Park, connected to the Hampton Inn in Goddard, Kansas, where it's always a warm 84 degrees. Ring in the new year with family and friends as you race down the thrilling 30-foot-wide slide. Splash into pools. And enjoy nonstop, out-of-this-world excitement all season long. Make 2026 a year to remember. Visit blastoffbay.com and plan your adventure today.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son, Ricky, took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was going to have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I'm Mandy Fick. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A 47-year-old man from Ellis County led law enforcement on a brief high-speed pursuit on Saturday. Kansas Highway Patrol Trooper Todd Heilman said David James Juneman allegedly stole a 2007 Dodge 2500 pickup, triggering a pursuit at about 9 a.m. on Interstate 70 in Ellis County. Heilman said the pursuit lasted about 8 minutes and extended into Russell County, with units from Ellis and Russell counties involved. During the pursuit, Juneman reportedly stopped in the middle of I-70, exited the vehicle, and began doing push-ups before allegedly continuing to flee in the pickup. Heilman said Juneman allegedly exceeded 100 miles per hour during the pursuit before being apprehended near the 187-mile marker after the vehicle ran over spiked strips. Juneman was booked into the Ellis County Jail on charges of alleged theft of property and aggravated battery. Kansas Highway Patrol is pursuing charges for alleged fleeing and eluding, Heilman said. Fort Hays State University hosted the annual Regional Science Olympiad. Nearly 100 students from 11 Kansas schools, 4 middle and 7 high schools, braved frigid weather to compete. The top 3 finishers in each of the regional events received medals, and students achieving qualifying scores were invited to compete at the state event in April at Wichita State University. The Science Olympiad is a competition involving a wide variety of science and technology competitions coordinated by faculty and students from several departments at the university. This year, representatives from FHSU departments of mathematics, biological sciences, chemistry, geosciences, physics, and the College of Education came together to coordinate this event. Science Olympiad is not just about the robots or the hovercrafts. It's really about the connection between students and teachers, said Dr. Tara Phelps-Durr, professor and chair of biological science at Fort Hays State University. Here in Western Kansas, we have amazing mentors who pour everything into their students and brilliant kids who are ready to take on any challenge. Seeing them work together makes it clear the future of STEM is looking bright. Competitions are divided into two divisions, Division B for middle schools and Division C for high schools. This year's school winners include Division B, third place Minneapolis, second place Hill City, and first place Palco. For Division C, third place went to Hill City, second place Sacred Heart, and first place Goodland. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment, KDHE, has launched a new travel and health webpage to provide healthcare and public health partners with educational and clinical resources ahead of the FIFA World Cup 2026. This highly anticipated event is expected to bring increased domestic and international travel to the Kansas City metro area. Higher travel volumes and mass gatherings increase the potential for the spread of infectious diseases, including conditions rarely seen in Kansas. Healthcare providers are encouraged to routinely think travel history when evaluating patients. With the World Cup approaching, early recognition starts with asking about travel, KDHE Deputy Secretary for Public Health Ashley Goss said. This new web page gives providers a central resource to quickly access guidance and stay prepared for travel-related disease risks. The new travel and health web page includes current travel health notices, disease-specific reporting and testing information, infection prevention and control resources for healthcare facilities, and provider training webinars on domestic and international infectious diseases. In the upcoming weeks, new resources will continue to be added. These will include additional training webinars, a clinical support dashboard which will allow clinicians to search for outbreaks and endemic diseases by country, and a Kansas-specific dashboard which will track emergency department visits and wastewater surveillance data. The 2026 Kansas Kidwind Challenge is expected to be record-breaking. This year, 110 teams representing 38 schools from across the state are registered to compete, breaking the previous record of 94 teams in 2023. The first regional challenge will be held in Dodge City on Tuesday, February 10th. Five more regional events are scheduled throughout the month in Colby, February 12th, Hutchinson, February 17th, Overland Park, February 19th, Manhattan, February 25th, and Burlington, February 27th. All events are open to the public and free to attend. The 2026 Kidwind Event Guide, complete with times and locations, is available online. Student teams work together to design, build, and test a wind turbine using the materials of their choice. Each team's turbine will be put to the test in a wind tunnel at a wind speed of approximately 3.5 to 5 meters per second. Scoring is based on turbine performance, a knowledge quiz, a presentation to judges where the team explains its design process, and an instant challenge. Students compete by age categories, 4th through 5th grade, 6th through 8th grade, and 9th through 12th grade. The winning teams at regional events advance to the state finals on April 11th in Salina. State winners are invited to participate in the World Kidwind Challenge in Madison, Wisconsin from May 18th through the 21st. Kidwind is a fantastic hands-on opportunity that allows students to tinker and experiment with wind turbine designs. They experience the thrill of scientific discovery as their designs are validated through performance testing, and they hone their public speaking skills as they present their turbine design to a panel of judges, explained David Carter, director of the Kansas Energy Program at K-State Engineering Extension. Kansas Kidwind is an energy-related STEM education event from the Kansas Corporation Commission and K-State Engineering Extension, made possible by a grant from the U.S. Department of Energy. More information about Kidwind is available at kcc.ks.gov/energy-education/kidwind. I'm Mandy Fick. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Norton County Hospital. Call them today at 785-877-3351 for all your healthcare needs.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The latest farm bankruptcy data serves as another indicator of a struggling farm economy. Here's Chad Smith with more.
New data from U.S. court filings indicate farm bankruptcy has risen again. Samantha Ayoub, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the data paints a stark picture of the farm economy.
Chapter 12 bankruptcies increased for the second year in a row in 2025, reaching 315 filings. That's up 46% from 2024. That second increase in a row shows that the farm economy, as we've been talking about, is really struggling, and excessive debt loads are starting to hit family farms.
Ayoub notes that farm bankruptcies are not a perfect indicator of the farm economy, since the data often lags behind real farm finances.
When you have some good years, that capital might be able to get you through a few downturns. We know we've seen declining receipts for 4 years now, and we're just starting to see that second year in a row of increases in bankruptcies. And then secondly, a majority of farms actually don't qualify for Chapter 12 farm bankruptcies. In order to qualify, you have to make the majority of your family income from farming.
Additionally, Ayoub cautions that only a small number of farms are even eligible for Chapter 12 bankruptcy to begin with. However, many farms are in difficult financial situations.
We are seeing our fourth year in a row of declining cash receipts, driven largely by crop losses, as well as high-cost specialty crop production really facing negative or very thin margins, even some of our livestock receipts and markets weakening a bit. All of that compounds to a very difficult situation when we're also seeing increasing production costs.
Chad Smith, Washington.
By the way, the Midwest filed 121 Chapter 12 cases, far outpacing any other regions. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Carr on the Kansas Agriculture Network. As high pressure continues to slowly drift eastward for this afternoon, expecting dry weather conditions across all of the state of Kansas. On the backside of that high pressure area, becoming breezy for this afternoon into western portions of the state, with those winds kicking up out of the south to around 10 to 20 miles per hour. Expecting 50s for highs across much of the state, but some lower 60s are a possibility in the far southwestern corner of Kansas. Still looking to stay dry into the day on Thursday, but trending a bit more active from late Friday into the start of your weekend as a developing low-pressure system looks to work off to our south. The best chance for some half an inch to inch rainfall totals, especially across the southern half of Kansas for the start of the weekend. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures climbing up into the middle part of the 50s. We'll have our winds breezy out of the south at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Into north-central Kansas, a mixture of clouds and sunshine for this afternoon, high temperatures working up into the low to mid-50s. We'll have our winds turning to the southeast at 5 to 15. Into northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, a good deal of sunshine, expecting highs to climb up into the lower 50s, and our winds looking to stay light and variable. For southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, ample amounts of sunshine, high temperatures reaching up into the middle part of the 50s. Winds out of the north and northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. For south-central Kansas for this afternoon, a blend of clouds and sunshine with middle to upper 50s for high temperatures, winds turning to the south and southeast at 5 to 10. And for southwestern Kansas for this afternoon, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, upper 50s to lower 60s for highs, with breezy south winds. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Talking about guns with others might not always feel comfortable, but it could save a life. Here's a way to start a conversation. Your family is going over to your neighbor's home for dinner for the first time. How would you ask if there are any unlocked guns in the home?
Hey!
Hey, we're so excited for tonight. Before we come over, though, may I ask if there are any unlocked guns in your home?
Our guns are stored securely, locked in a safe that the kids can't access.
Awesome.
Learn how to have the conversation at agreetoagree.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Jan Teen for Norton Livestock Auction with information on this week's Thursday cattle auction at 1 o'clock. In the breeding stock, here's 23 black calves. They'd be 3 and 4 years old. Bred black for March 1 calving. Here's 5 black pairs. They're 3 and 4 years old. They've got month-old black calves inside. Here's 18 black calves. They're 6 years and older. Bred black for February 25th calving. That's a partial dispersion. In the calves and feeders, here's 144 mixed color. They'd be half steers and half heifers, long time weaned. They've had their shots at 7 weights. 30 Charlotte and Charlotte Cross steers, weaned into December, shots 775 to 800. 30 Char Cross and Black heifers, long time weaned, shots spring and fall, 7 weights. Here's 12 Blonde Quinte, mostly heifers, weaned January 1. They're all natural at 575 to 7 and a quarter. These consignments and many more. This week at Norton, hope to see you at the auction. Thank you.